Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News, round up for today, Tuesday, October 28th. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, DDA records 3.5% increase in cruise visitors this year. From the region, new model for low-cost, high-quality healthcare, the Cayman Islands. And internationally, MH17 investigation, Dutch ask Russia for evidence. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate and Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
Red Cap Rum is one of Belfast Estate's finest rum blend. Maho Whiskey, as it is locally called, is enjoyed by many in every corner of Dominica. Red Cap Rum is a blend of specially selected aged alcohols combined with other ingredients, creating an unexpected, smooth and unmatched blend. This outstanding refreshing flavor can be the base of many cocktails and can be mixed with lemon lime, classic cola, or with your favorite sorrel or orange juice for a Red Cap Rum surprise. Red Cap Rum delivers an extraordinary opportunity to share flavor and fun in any party or occasion. Red Cap Rum, drink it, but don't abuse it.
Your style, your taste, your look. As individual as you are, create the room that's all about you with fashionable furniture only at Courts. Get this St. James Suite two-piece lounge set for only $5,599 or $78 weekly. Or this Trichelle three-piece bedroom combo for only $5,097 or $69 weekly. So create the room that's all about you. Come into Courts today, where furniture is fashionable. Courts, bringing value home.
Director of Tourism and CEO of the Discover Dominica Authority, Colin Piper, says increased cruise ship calls to the island for the new cruise season sets Dominica back on track to its initial goal of 500,000 cruise visitors per year. In 2010, Dominica suffered a major loss when Carnival Cruise Line stopped coming to Dominica, citing the increase in fuel prices as the main reason. This year, the DDA announces that it expects to welcome 8 new cruise ships to its shores, bringing a total of 191 cruise calls projected for this cruise season. The Director of Tourism, Colin Piper, says with the inclusion of the 8 new cruise calls, the DDA has recorded a 3.5% increase in cruise visitor arrivals. He notes that the DDA is still hopeful to once again receive a cruise call from Carnival Cruise Lines or another cruise line of that caliber.
We don't speak about the target for a cruise, which is to get it back to what it was in 2008, 2009, where we had 500,000. So the number of calls this year are up from 188 to 191, but the visitor, or the passenger count, is actually up about 3.3%, 3.5%, because you'll have ships that are slightly bigger. So we have, whereas 90,000 is for the stayover visitor arrivals, we also have a figure and a target for cruise, which is to get back to the 500,000. Currently, I think we'll hit about 300,000 this season, and so we really need to get back a cruise line of the caliber of Carnival to help us get back, because Carnival accounted for some 167,000 passengers a year. So if we're able to get them back on weekly calls, I mean, we'd hit that number fairly quickly.
A meeting of the United Workers' Party for visiting and returning Dominicans has been rescheduled for October 30th, 2014. According to retiring Member of Parliament for Roseau Central, Norris Privo, the shift from Wednesday to Thursday is for the convenience of visiting Dominicans, who he says asked that another day be considered. Privo says this is the last independence celebration before the next general election, and this meeting is an opportunity for the UWP team to dialogue with members of the diaspora.
This being the last independence before general election, it is most important, this meeting on Tuesday with Team Dominica, that we hear from our visiting Dominicans, that we hear that our visiting Dominicans get the opportunity to meet with all the members of Team Dominica, and also they have the opportunity to ask questions. The election's right around the corner. It is very, very important for all the visiting Dominicans and return Dominicans to come and know these members of this new Team Dominica and to hear for themselves the plans which the new UWP Team Dominica, led by Lennox Linton, has in store for Dominica when UWP Team Dominica becomes the government. And also, it is important for them to ask their questions and make suggestions for input into these plans.
The meeting will take place at the Privo Cinemall in Roseau from 10 a.m. on Thursday. The Portsmouth Secondary School has defeated six other schools and has emerged as the winner of the first ever Creole Choral Speech Competition. The competition was organized by the Committee Pour Ete Creole at the Cultural Division and was held at the Arawak House of Culture on Tuesday. The PSS was awarded a cash prize of $1,000 for its winning. The St. Martin Secondary School, which placed second, was awarded $500, while the Convent High School placed third and was awarded $300. The other participating schools were the Casabrus Secondary School, Dominica Community High School, Northeast Comprehensive School, and the Pierchild Secondary School. They were each awarded a cash prize of $100. Outgoing MP for the Marigot constituency, former Prime Minister Edison James, says the funds used by the DLP administration to pay for the Melville Hall Airport renaming ceremony could have been put to better use. The government of Dominica on Monday officially renamed the Melville Hall Airport to the Douglas Charles Airport in honor of Dominica's late Prime Ministers Rosie Douglas and Pierre Charles. According to James, the sum of $260,000 was spent for the airport renaming ceremony, the bulk of which went towards transportation, catering, and billboards. Speaking at a UWP press conference this week, James says, while the DLP administration continues with its wasteful spending, there are still issues of national importance which have yet to be addressed by the government.
What is also interesting is the hypocrisy associated with this use of public money, VAT, the abuse of public money, VAT money, road traffic license money, and this sort of thing, to do a Labour Party activity. They're trying to give the impression that it's a national activity. They even invited me as parliamentary representative to do the welcome remarks at a function which is clearly a Labour Party function. In the meantime, while this national immorality is being perpetrated on us, the Kayambuk Road, which runs along the security fence of the Melville Hall Airport, remains unusable to the farmers and other people who normally would have activity, business activity in that area.
Meanwhile, Minister for Public Works, Energy and Ports Raven Blackmore says the DLP administration's decision to rename the country's main airport will provide a sense of pride and identity for Dominicans. Blackmore made these remarks as he addressed the official ceremony to rename the Melville Hall Airport. He says the country owes a debt of gratitude to the former prime ministers since they worked hard to get the country where it is today.
The history of a country, my dear friend, is defined by historical landmarks and personalities. So, what we're doing here today gives us an idea as to what it is we need to develop in order for the new Dominica to emerge, a sense of pride and identity. And renaming our airports and our roads, my dear friends, give us a sense of identity, give us a sense of pride, and for that we must be proud as Dominica.
UWP hopeful for the Roseau South constituency and Attorney-at-Law Joshua Francis says more needs to be done for the rehabilitation of young people who may have fallen through the cracks. Francis, who has always been community-focused, says in the Roseau South constituency and in Dominica generally, too many young men and women are lacking the opportunities or support to get their lives back on track. To this end, he says the introduction of a rescue house concept will provide much-needed support, counseling and rehabilitation to the country's youth to take back control of their lives.
A new town hall of rescue and counseling facility that is crucial. So many young persons are falling in social cracks. We need to give them a second chance. We need to rehabilitate them. And therefore, that must be very, very important under my watch as the parliamentary representative of Roseau South.
From the region, Health City Cayman Islands, a new high-tech hospital in the Caribbean, is increasingly seen as a model for U.S. health systems, struggling to remain profitable in the face of razor-thin margins and declining reimbursement. Less than 2 hours by air from Miami, the planned 2,000-bed facility expects to attract American patients with high-deductible health plans seeking less expensive, high-quality care. As featured in a new documentary film, From the Heart, Healthcare Transformation from India to the Cayman Islands, Health City is the first development outside of India, internationally regarded as one of the world's lowest cost, highest quality healthcare providers. The brainchild of famed heart surgeon Dr. Devi Prasad Shetty, who was Mother Teresa's personal physician, Health City replicates the model that enables Narayana's average cardiac hospital to perform thousands of heart surgeries per year for less than US$1,400 per case, about 2% of the average cost for heart surgery in the US. And internationally, Dutch investigators want Russia to hand over radar data that Russia says proves a Ukrainian jet was in the vicinity of flight MH17 when it was downed. Speaking to Der Spiegel magazine on Monday, Dutch chief investigator Fred Westerbeek said his team was preparing a request for assistance. Russia maintains a Ukrainian fighter jet shot down flight MH17 on July 17th. But Ukraine and the West blame pro-Russian separatists armed with a Russian BUK surface-to-air missile. Mr. Westerbeek told the magazine that investigators had ruled out the possibility of an accident or a terrorist attack. He said Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 may have been shot down by a safe surface-to-air missile or another aircraft, though the former suggestion is more likely. A July report by Dutch investigators found that the Boeing 777 broke up in the air probably as a result of structural damage caused by a large number of high-velocity objects that penetrated the aircraft from outside. The report added that there was no evidence of technical or human error. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first a recap of the headlines. DDA records 3.5% increase in cruise visitors this year. From the region, new model for low-cost, high-quality healthcare, the Cayman Islands. And internationally, MH17 investigation, Dutch ask Russia for evidence. Once again, the news has been brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate and Courts Dominica. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Lakisha Labasir, wishing you a pleasant evening.